Hi there. Sunday. Supposed to be relaxing on Sundays. It's nice to just not do anything. But instead, I went outside today and did a bit of gardening. And I don't know what is going on with me at the moment, but everything is erotic and sexual, and just all my peonies, for example, are about to come out, and I was looking at them, weeding around them, and the buds are like these really tight, completely spherical balls, and they've got little openings where they're about to sort of just burst out, and they just look like little cockheads. It's just really sexy. And I've got these really kind of unusual tulips that have this sort of yonic look to them. They've got kind of like ruffled petals, and just the blooms just look like pussies. And I look at them and I'm just getting wetter and wetter. I try to do some weeding and things like that, and on one of my trees, some ivy's kind of taken over. And where I'd brushed all the leaves off, the vines had kind of snaked up the trunk, and the whole thing just looked like a really veiny penis. And I'm just looking at it, going, "Oh my God, that's turning me on." So I've had to come upstairs and have a think about what I want to do with that information. I'm just stroking my pussy. I just don't know why I'm so turned on at the moment. Oh, even going on a trip last week, we drove past a bridge that had these like columns, and I was just like, "God, that looks so phallic." And God, do you know what? Architecture has a lot to answer for in terms of being so sexual, and I swear they do it on purpose. Sculpture is the same. All these carved marble columns, and it's definitely designed to excite and make you think in pure thoughts about either inanimate objects or, yeah, the way something looks, which is in plain sight and perhaps not sexually intended. Yeah, God. Oh, even washing my hair this morning, my shampoo bottle just looked really nice. I was like, nope. No, can't do it. Save it for later. I swear, if I gave in to all my urges, I would never get anything done. I think I'm of that age where I'm just horny all the time. And all I want to do is shove some big bees in my pussy. Found my favorite one, the big purple one. Oh, just massaging the inside of my cunt. Oh. And I went sofa shopping recently, and I noticed fabrics and textures. And what it would feel like to rub my pussy on the arm of a chair, the arm of the sofa, and the flocked fabric, or the textured leather, the round shapes of the arms or angular ones, what they would feel like. And then having to remember that I'm in in a sofa shop and probably shouldn't be having these feelings. Oh, just so horny. Don't know how to calm down. Oh God, and don't even get me started on food shopping. I can't even go into a supermarket without lingering over the cucumbers. Picking out the best aubergine. That's eggplant for you Americans. Oh, just thinking about what they'd feel like. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, I'm so close. Oh, I love thinking about these things. Oh, they turn me on so much. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that came a little out of nowhere. This is why this is my favorite dildo, though. Oh God, I'm so wet. Oh, I just gushed everywhere. Oh, it feels really good. Oh, my clit is so swollen. Oh, that was a nice release. Oh. I think it might be time for an afternoon nap. And just lie somewhere warm and sunny for a while. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And maybe leave me a comment of things that you find unexpectedly erotic. And we'll compare notes.